Blog Talk Radio.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamore. For me, the new mown hay sends all its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I dream about my Indiana home. Fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I miss my Indiana home.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. And my headline tonight is Trump Wins Indiana. The bad part of Trump winning Indiana is now all his enemies will try to join his team. I am sure you have heard fair-weather friends say, "I always liked you." One thing I admire most about El Trumpo is he goes into the lion's den and turns his enemies into pussycats. He is very good at sizing up his enemies. His promise to make the American people come first is worth solid gold, and that will be his guide in everything he does. And if he sticks to that, we're all going to be happy campers. I wish him a swift victory on Tuesday, and it's great to see the average Joe and Jacqueline from small town USA getting their voices heard. Trump on the Fix News, a Chris Matthews Wallace show today. This guy is all over. He was on two Fox News shows, and then he was flying to Indiana. This guy does three states a day. Nobody can outperform Trump. So he was on the Fix News, Chris Matthews Wallace show, who's another harpoon thrower of the Saudi network. Oh, yes, Fox is owned by the Saudis. They don't like to talk about it. But if you say Prince Walid bin Talal, they'll say, "What do you know? Who told you?" Yeah. Okay, so Chris Wallace Rasbanjani is another harpoon thrower for the Saudi network. And Chris Wallace attacked him today, saying that he will never get the illegal alien vote. And then he says he won't get the woman's vote. And all Trump had to say was, "Chris, the only woman I know who is not voting for me is you. And if you come to the Trump Towers, you have to bring your own porta potty." And then I did an article defending Obama. I think it's unfair the way everybody attacks Obama and blames him for everything. And I'm going to come to his aid. Who listens to the worst president in American history? This un-American misfit, the germ of division, who almost started a revolution against him and the party of death, the Party de la Muerte, the seller of America, the enemy of freedom, the liar of liars, the scourge of God, the head of the Communist Party of Death to America, the host of spies, the betrayer of the Middle East, the enemy of Israel, who still gets the Jewish votes. Did you see that testimonial last night? All the lapdogs were there. Yeah, and he made fun of El Trumpo. Wait till El Trumpo gives him the El Buto. The only country he hates more than Britain is the one he pretends to come from. The architect of three bathrooms. The Cuban dope dealer of the ghetto. The great divider, all by design. The destroyer of freedom. And the hand shackler of Fight Back Americans, the wrecker of the best medical system in the world, the enemy of POWs, prisoners of the womb, on death row, the promoter of freak social values, the butcher of Benghazi, the liar of liars. No more compliments. Let us go to an American song. What happened? Oh boy. Not playing. Let's try again. Yeah. We have an exclusive tape that was secretly recorded at Chappaqua when Hillary caught Bill booking the Playboy Club upon learning that she was going to get 5 to 10 in prison. And he wanted to coordinate her getting on the prison bus with him getting in the Playboy limo.
You dirty swine! I never cared for you, not once. I was always making a fool of you. You bored me stiff. I hated you. It made me sick when I had to let you kiss me. I only did it because you begged me. You hounded me. You drove me crazy. And after you kissed me, I always used to wipe my mouth.
Here's a little Cal Jada. So somebody asked Trump today, what do you think about alternative fuels? And he said that oil is the answer. And they said, well, what about if the Democrats pass a legislation to prevent a drilling? He said, what Democrats? There'll be none left in office when I arrive. And they can go frack themselves. Give you a little black gold. Give you a little black gold. We're not going to give you black gold. Here we go.
Oh, free. Free from black gold, our love never can be. Once we live in a shack grilled for oil, precious black gold. And this girl loves me black, loves me more, more than black gold.
Tomorrow, Monday, may be a nice day, 4,700 American babies are going to be chopped into little pieces, 3,000 by Planned Parenthood alone. Do you know that a baby brain sells for $3,400? Do you think blue eyes cost more than brown eyes? Today, 22 GIs with PTSD committed suicide. If you're out there and you're all alone and you think the world has abandoned you and there's no reason to live, don't give up. You didn't give up when you served your country. And we owe you a debt of gratitude. We do not want to see you in the ground. We want to see you above the ground, enjoying life. Get close to God. Because he's the only one that understands you. Do not take your life.
of all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth.
Back to the 50s. To the 50s. You're killing me. I can't do it. Okay. I was thinking about Trump's speech to the people of Indiana, and I got flashbacks of a little town in Indiana that was at the height of the conversion van market. They were component manufacturers. They were all small manufacturers. And I took their products to Kuwait right after the war, the liberation. And there was at least from Melcart, there had to be at least 30, 40 companies. And when I got to Kuwait, I had a Kuwaiti partner, and he said, I said, you know what I noticed, Mohammed? There are no vans, conversion vans in Kuwait. And he said, no, nobody likes conversion vans. They would not sell here, Mr. Tom. I says, gee, they're very comfortable. They're big family vans. You got a lot of family. And what the Kuwaitis like to do, they like to go into the desert. They call them car parks. And they just go in and set up tents, and they like to live like the Bedouin. You know, that's like their trip to the to the country. So I came back to the States, and about 6 months later, I returned to Kuwait to see how things were going. And my partner says, "Mr. Tom, you know those conversion vans? They're all over." And he had first crack at it. Terrible, right? This guy, give me heartaches.
Watch out!
Here we go again.
Yep, work,
You know that my love for you meant only heartache. I can't believe that your love was just a burning memory.
I was watching NBC today. They had about six guests on. Not one of them had a kind word for Trump. Not one. It was like the Hillary hour. And I got to tell you, you can't, do not trust the party of death. You know, they kicked God out at the last convention. They had three roll calls to get rid of him. Roll call one, they said he's got to go. Roll call two, the majority said he's got to go. And then I think he was the mayor of L.A. who was on the podium doing the counting. A woman came up to him and said, whispered in his ear, "We cannot get rid of God. We will lose too many Latinos." And so he said, "We'll have a third roll call." And the third time they did the roll call, they did a verbal. The nays, no God, had it. And he goes, "The yeas have it." But he lied. The majority wants God gone. No God, no country, no flag, and no kids. Welcome to the party de la muerte. And they lie. And they hurt when they lie.
Hey.
because I still love you so. But even though you hurt me like no one else could do, I would never, never do.
If I can light this one up, it's a tribute to Southern heritage.
This is the last song. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You've been a true delight. Virgil Kane is my name, and I drove on the bamboo train. The song of Calvary came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. I took the train to Richmond that fell. It was a time in Tennessee, and one day she said to me, Virgil, quick, come see, there goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind them chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need and leave the rest, but they should never have taken the very
with a 50% divorce rate in the country, there is another group of people who suffer PTSD. It's the victims of divorce. It's the children. And nobody pays attention to the wounds that they carry.
No
Isn't that beautiful? What do you think about that? You want to hear old Happy Day? I just had it. What happened? The short version. Oh, Happy Day. Okay, that was the short version. There's one about eight minutes long. This is a soldier song we dedicated to all who are serving and all who have served and every vet that did his part to keep America strong. Thank you for your service.
We'll sing a song, a soldier song, with cheering, rousing chorus. As round our blazing fires we throng, the starry heavens o'er us, impatient for the coming fight. And as we wait the morning light, here in the silence of the night, we will chant the soldier's song. Errands cause come.
I thought I had another tune for you. Got a little click problem. Let's see what else we can give you. Let's see if this one catches. Here we go. Rock and roll.
You turn my fear.
coming. Could be, who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock, open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river, come on, deliver. It will, maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in, don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. On a beach, maybe tonight. The country is waiting on Trump.
Somewhere
Looks like we're wrapping up our show, folks. We got a minute and 18 seconds left. Let's see if we can catch something for you. No. Okay. Let's see if we can get way up. Nope, not moving. Moving too slow. Okay. See if we can bring something to life. Can't do it. Okay. We're going to say good sayonara. Have a safe night. And God keep you safe.
Do you love me? Do you want me? What can the verdict be? What is your verdict? What is my fate? What is your verdict? Don't make me wait. I've been on trial here for a long, long time. What is your is it yes?